So, does your life reflect transformation? Not just a changed mind, but actual transformation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. The Mission Church in Vacaville, California made the following one of its tenets of faith in their publication, Decisions That Define Us, by David Crone. Point number 4. We have decided that having good programs is not enough, that change without transformation is intolerable, and staying where we are is not an option. Many of us have left where we were and are headed to where we will be, and that's a good thing for us who are led by the Holy Spirit. Change is good, very good. But have you been transformed, more than merely changed, not just in mind, but in composition or structure, changed in character or condition? Did we just change habits and direction? Or are we allowing God to transform us into the likeness of His Son? That is not only transformed, past tense, as a one-time event, but transforming, as in an ongoing process with the future. Don't conform, be transformed. To change is being fixed and complying, but to be transformed requires a metamorphosis. We don't get to be a new creation simply by complying with the rules so we can be fixed. To be a new creation requires an entire metamorphosis. The old you must die in order that the new you can emerge. Only God can do that. Philippians 2:14-15. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Having a mindset that hates sin is good, but more importantly, do we love Jesus? Hating sin is good, loving Jesus is best. Being aware of the plans of hell is good, but being aware of what God is doing is best. There is a difference between good and best. Many of us are, daily, working to cease from our outward murmuring, our outward criticism of everyone and everything, along with complaining and finger-pointing. Those changes are good, very good. But have we been transformed, and are we being transformed due to the fingerprints of God on our body, mind, and heart? Transformed, meaning, not only do we outwardly do the right thing, but inwardly the world's teaching no longer grips us, nor do they drive us like waves before the wind, as in, who we used to be is dead by the power and blood of Jesus, having a heart for becoming and overcoming. Also, it is a grace for us to keep in mind that the process of transformation takes time, Romans 12:1. Be kind to yourself in the meantime. Re-education is not transformation. Reformation is not transformation. Rehabilitation is not transformation. Transformation is strictly in the habitation of God alone. Asking the Lord in all sincerity,
"What are we doing wrong, Father, that these things are not happening?"
Are we actually doing something wrong, or is it more closely simply not the season yet? The Lord said to me, "Doing miracles, signs, and wonders is excellent. But transforming the heart of man, now that is a wonder to behold." A transformed life is an effective testimony to the power of God's Word. Are you shining brightly, or are you subtly troubled and clouded by complaints and contention? Re-education, reformation, rehabilitation are things of change, but change without transformation is not acceptable. I don't want us to just change. My heart is for us to be transformed, having not just turned over a new leaf, but have begun a new life. It is not just a revamped order and method. It is a whole new order of God's creative energy which we live out in Christ. We are not just reimagining an old paradigm, but entering into something new that is transformational, not just saved, but living in and as the beauty, grace, and electrifying, over-the-top presence of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things means all things, and no part of all means anything other than all. New means not just changed, but transformed. See Romans 12, 1 and 2. So my question, got transformation? Not just salvation, and by no means belittling the importance of salvation, don't mistake me. But not simply salvation, but beauty, grace, life, and love. It is not enough to just have fire insurance by gaining salvation. God's intent is that we come into the full likeness of His Son, Jesus. Got transformation?